I remember recently I had a conversation with someone who is a friend of mine, and she had asked me, she said, gee, I just don't understand the whole N-word thing. And how come, you know, you guys don't get mad when it's said in songs, but you get mad if, you know, if I were to say it. I said, you know what? I mean, I love the way she brought it to me, right? Like, and that's the problem. Like, sometimes when it's like, remember being in school, DB, and the teacher would say, hey, there are no dumb questions, right? Like, the only, if you don't raise your hand and you have a question, that's pretty dumb. There are no dumb questions. And so in this case, I didn't take offense to it. I didn't take it as a dumb question. But the biggest thing that I said back to them, and by the way, there's millions of ways to explain this whole deal. But the first thing I said was this. I used to, when I was growing up, I would use the word in rap songs. I would use the word in all different types of ways that I would use it. I'd use them in terms of endearment and in addressing someone else black. I use it as being angry at somebody black. I'd use it in all kinds of ways. And then, of course, I use it listening to hip hop music. But it came to the point where I stopped using the word, period. I don't use the word. My kids don't use the word. I don't use the word at all. But the biggest thing that I had to get through to them is I said to them, yes or no, is there a word that I could say to you that would really, really hurt you really deep? And she says, no. I said, well, if there was a word that I could say that would really hurt you deep, then I think you'd understand. It's probably why I wouldn't say it.